Now, what would you say were some names for berries that you eat most commonly? I mean, that's most commonly known to us. And I know especially in the summertime, we might make a shortcake out of these berries.
Oh, strawberries.
Is this one of your favorite foods?
No, it really is not. No.
Well, what about the kinds of berries with rough surface? Some are red and some are black.
The black berries?
All right. And now what would you call the red berries that have the rough surface? I know there's a certain kind of this jello.
Raspberries, red.
Now, there are some berries that grow in the woods and are not good to eat. If they could kill you, you say they are...
poisonous.
Now, what about a tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers, and they bloom in the late spring? And I don't know if you find them mostly up in North Georgia or
the rhododendron.
But what
mountain
might we?
Mountain laurel.
Now, do we have any mountain laurel growing around here? Or does it do most? Does
I
it grow mostly in North Georgia?
You know, it can cultivate it and grow it some here, but I think it takes a cooler climate.
Cooler climate for that. Now, what about the much bigger ones with longer segments of stem? And these grow further up in the mountains.
That's the rhododendron.
All right, so is there very much difference between these two? Are they similar in a way, the mountain laurel and the rhododendron?
I've seen them both, but I really don't know what the difference is. They both have very great profusion of blooms on them, and they're beautiful.
They're very pretty, aren't they? What about a large flowering tree with shining leaves and big white flowers?
It's the magnolia.
Do you have any of those in your yard?
No, I don't.
Now, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask
my husband.
All right. Now, what about a man would say, I must ask
my wife.
Now, a woman who has lost her husband is called a...
a widow.
A boy who has a chance at a job might want to go home and talk it over with his...
father.
What did you call your father when you were a little girl?
I called my father Papa.
Papa. Did most of the children call their fathers that?
Papa and Mama.
When you were growing up. All right. Who took care of you when you were little?
Well, I had one older sister and an older brother. And we had a large family, so the older ones helped take care of the younger ones.
All right. Now, but all during your childhood, your mother was living, right?
Yeah.
And so, she was able to take care of you most of the time.
Yes.
Right.
She had the supervision of all of them.
And what did you call your father when you were a little girl?
We called him Papa.
And did the other children call their fathers Papa?
Papa. Most all children at that time would say Papa and Mama.
All right, and his wife was called your
mother.
Now, you said that you called your mother
Mama.
By what name? By Mama. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, your father and mother together are called your
parents.
Now, your father's father is called your
grandfather.